Sean Paul back in action again this weekend, and we're hearing today of the woes of a senior football manager and Declan Bonner threatening not to play Sunday's semi-final in the McKenna Cup. You've your problems too, haven't you?
Yeah, Don. There's a lot of congestion with fixtures at the minute now. We're out on Saturday now playing Roscommon in Ballybuffet. I have lads out that won't be available to me. They'll be playing in Sigerson and Freshers now at the weekend and Sunday as well. It's a bit congested at the moment now.
Yeah. So before you even start thinking of putting pen to paper in terms of team selection, how many are you down?
We have four involved in Sigerson, and we have other lads involved in Freshers. How many of them? I'm not even 100% sure at the moment now how many are going to be tied up on Sunday.
Yeah.
But four away with the LYAT in the Fresh or in the Sigerson competition against Athlone on Sunday.
Yeah, and those four are probably two of them started and two of them came on last week. So important score players. You can tell us who they are.
Yeah, the four players that are missing are Aaron Gilhooley, Ethan Harkin, Matthew Duffy, and Mark McAteer. They're all players that are pushing hard for positions in the team. Mm. As you know, we can't have challenge matches, so the league was our preparation for the championship.
Yeah.
And we have three games. The first one last week against Derry, now Roscommon. We have a limited time and limited chances to kind of see players playing against good opposition, and I suppose this was our opportunity, and some of these players are missing out on a chance to see what they can do.
Yeah. It's both... from your point of view, it's denying you an opportunity to try players and to blend players and to blend the team ahead of the championship, and equally it's maybe denying players an opportunity maybe to claim a place and maybe get that on that first rung into county football.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the challenges you're left with, but I suppose there's opportunities for other players now that maybe didn't play last week or get a chance, that they will get a chance this week, to see what they can do as well. But we're trying to find out to see who is our best team and what are the best positions for each player. And when you have a limited time, you can do all the in-house games you want. But when you're seeing them against proper good opposition, then it has a different tale, kind of thing.
Yeah. Had your first outing, as you said, last weekend, a lot of positives to come out of that game. I know there was quite a few negatives too with those three Derry goals, but a lot of positives, I'm sure.
We were reasonably happy with our first outing. As I said, it was our first outing and we're playing Derry. Derry are always going to be a good opposition, and it kind of gave an indication of where we were and how we're coming along. As you said, a lot of good things came out of the game. A lot of players stood up and were counted, and some players we thought would have done better, they didn't. For long periods of the game, we defended quite well, but yet we conceded three goals that we'd be very disappointed with. But we're looking at all these things, and it's something that's in progress.
Yeah, and I know you had some injuries last week as well ahead of the game, and you were down players because of that as well.
Yeah, well, listen, you're always going to have injuries, Tom, to be honest. We don't have really any at the moment, really very serious injuries. I suppose that if you look at the serious injuries, there are two lads that aren't in the panel with us that we would have hoped to have but we don't have, obviously you have Conor Donnan from Carndonagh and Oisin Gallan are both out with long-term injuries. The two of the best young under 20 players in the county are just not available to us for long-term injuries. But we never had them, I suppose. But the players that we have, they're going to pick up little twinges and knocks and some bits of hamstrings, injuries and things like that there. But we have nothing really very serious at the moment.
Yeah. You were without Fionn Gallagher and Ryan Brogan, Eric Carr last week because of injury. How are they for this week?
Well, it's going to come too early for Ryan. Finn has come back in. He wasn't available to us last week, and Eric came back in and he seems to be going well again, so they're all in contention. Ryan won't be because it's just too soon for him. He's a bit of an hamstring injury.
Yeah, and of course we heard Mickey Donnelly, the Derry manager, last weekend say the difficulty he had in fielding a team, and that there was up to maybe 12 players that weren't actually available to him because of colleges and the Sigerson and obviously third level competitions. You have players missing as well that aren't available to you, or players that aren't actually available to you?
Well, we have players that play in Sigerson, we have players playing Freshers, we have players playing McLaren Cup, that there's a difficulty with all that there, and there's an issue in relation to them playing the secondary school competitions there, where it appears that they're not going to be available. So that's not going to, we're not 100% sure in how that's going to play out. I know there's a review of that there. I think it's on the 14th of January to see what that the outcome of that's going to be. It doesn't make any sense that you can't play for your county anyway.
Yeah, and would you have to hope to have them maybe for the championship?
Well, we are, Tom, but we don't know what decision is going to be made. We're hoping that everybody will be available to us, but like we don't have anybody in for example from St Junan's who are in the Macquarie Cup. Just players weren't available to us. Players that maybe were in, like Shane O'Donnell, who had a lot of problems with injuries before Christmas. He's after picking up a college all-star, who would have been a big addition to Shane, wasn't available to us.
You have your own club man, Rory O'Donnell, as well.
Yeah, Rory O'Donnell, too. Rory is after picking up an all-star, and we're looking at Rory as well now to see how his availability would be to us. But listen, we have a panel. We have to deal with the panel we have, and hopefully we can put our best foot forward.
Yeah. Roscommon on Saturday. Obviously, the teams within the province, you might have a fair idea about them. But, you know, teams like Roscommon, you probably don't know very much about them. Or have you got much gin on them? We know last year that Donegal gave them one hell of a hiding down in Hyde Park.
Yeah, well, I would say it'd be completely different this year. The Roscommon under 20 team this year were the team that got to the All Ireland final that Tyrone beat in the under 17 competition 3 years ago. So we'd expect Roscommon to be very good. They played Mayo last weekend. Mayo eventually drew with them, but Mayo came from behind to draw with them, and they would be two very strong teams. We'd expect a big challenge now from them this week. But at the moment, this is a league, and really what we're looking at is the championship, and Roscommon aren't on our radar for a long time. It's just preparation for the championship, Tom, that's what it's about.
So it's more about performance maybe even than results this weekend, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's really what we're looking at, about our players and what they can do and how we can play. And then see what the opposition bring and see how we deal with what the opposition bring. But it's all about our own team.